views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome everyone. I am David and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And for this next hour, we're going to do something a little different this week. And that is, instead of having a guest who I will interview, I will be kind of interviewed by three divine beings who I have the privilege of representing and being kind of a disciple of. And these beings have been with me throughout my life, and especially in my youth. Mother Mary, I grew up Catholic, and she's been at the front and center of my life since about the second grade, when I had kind of an interesting experience of watching a movie and just crying and crying and realizing that my entire life was really going to be in her hands in terms of what I would do. And then another interesting master that I discovered later in my life named El Morya, who some of you may never have heard of, and yet who's a great being who is considered a Mahatma and a co-founder of the Theosophical movement in the 1870s. And then the third interesting being is a Buddhic being named Manjushri. And this guy is somebody that any of you who are into Buddhism or kind of the no-thought matrix that Eckhart Tolle is promulgating today would really benefit by getting to know, because he is a bodhisattva of wisdom and meditation, and he really brings out the best in us as we go within and truly find ourselves. So the Heart Center Talk Radio is sponsored by the Heart Center Movement, which is a worldwide spiritual community, and we promote the teachings of the Ascended Masters. And these teachings are progressive revelation for today. You know, I believed from early in childhood that God was still speaking to humanity. He didn't just stop with the Bible or with other scriptures or prophets of the Old Testament, New Testament, that God is within us. And even Jesus said, you know, the kingdom of God is within you. So if Jesus said this, then it's really up to us to discover that kingdom or that consciousness or awareness that is within us. And so I believe the Ascended Masters help us to unlock the divinity within, the beauty of our souls, our higher self, and the true us that has always been there resident within our hearts. So Mother Mary is really an amazing being who brings the miraculous into play. Many of you who grew up Catholic, may know that she's appeared throughout the world many, many times, probably thousands of times, to different individuals around the globe. And these apparitions, as they're called, are continuing even today. I have been privileged to be in Lourdes, or as the locals say, Lourdes, or the Spanish people say Lourdes, in France, and also Fatima in Portugal, which are two of the most important places where the Blessed Mother has appeared to individuals. And Mary brings the miraculous into play whenever she appears, because she calls people to prayer, to fasting, to sacrifice, to giving. And she accentuates the importance of family prayer. And I believe that the miracles that Mary performs are really for the humble of heart, those who are invested in godly work, who desire to help people around the world to bring about peace, understanding, and long-lasting patience in the way that we deal with one another, so that we can have a world that is free from war, strife, violence, and all that we see around us today. The miracle light that Mary brings is for each one of us, because we are all sons and daughters of God. And even though in various Christian traditions, there's a focus, and to me, too much of a focus on us being sinners, yes, we've all come short of the mark in one sense or another. Mary, in her progressive teachings to me, has brought an understanding of putting aside this focus upon sin and evil and focusing more on us as divine beings, sons and daughters of God, in our true estate of oneness with God. You know, we were created in God's image and likeness. And if that's true, which I believe it is, then we have the ability to follow Jesus, Mary's son, all the way through the initiations that he experienced, maybe not in the same way, but in a very sublime and beautiful way that's individual for us, so that we can attain to our true enlightenment and freedom from our lesser self, or what we call the not self, which is kind of a counterfeit self that unfortunately many people are really living out today in their lives. So this image of Mary as a mother, as a virgin being, is there before Catholics and many other religions, the Coptic religion, the Eastern and Russian Orthodox religions, who have beautiful images of Mary, to use to focus upon in our devotions, not to worship her, yet to hold her as that iconic image of the mother who cares for us, who loves us, who can help us to self-transform today. Mary appeared to me in the year 2002, and it was quite an amazing experience for me because I had been praying the rosary virtually every day of my life since I was 18 years old, and found a New Age rosary through Elizabeth Clare Prophet. And I would give that rosary early in the morning and watch the morning sunrise, and I would read the scripture that accompanied the rosary. And in that mystical union of my heart with Mary's heart, with the heart of God through Mary, I came into a deeper awareness of what true love is, what true devotion to God is, what it takes for us to move beyond the constraints of our human limitations and into the very living presence of God within. And Mary has tutored me, has shared many beautiful, what we call heart streams through me, over 200 through the Heart Center movement. And these have been like an apparition for today to those who are involved in a more mystical path of union with God. Not just accepting what a priest, a bishop, a cardinal, or a pope says as the truth, but understanding that at the deepest core level of our being, where we truly experience this oneness with God ourselves. When I saw a movie as a young boy on the life of a saint who saw Mary at Lourdes, I knew that it was my destiny to follow in that same path of oneness through a type of, maybe you could call it sainthood, where I would work on myself to purify and cleanse. I would work with prayer and what we call the violet flame to transmute karma, which is another name for sin. And when you get to a point where you work sufficiently on yourself, then heaven is really open unto you, and you begin to experience the miraculous. And Mother Mary has performed many miracles through me, in one sense, through her messages, which have brought great light, inspiration, and divine truth to hundreds of people throughout the United States and the world. In 2005, we visited all 21 Catholic missions, and at each mission, over an 8-day period, Mary appeared and spoke through me, and I've codified these messages in a book called Mother Mary's Missions, Messages for the Divine, from the Divine Mother. And this is a very lovely book, and I encourage you to check it out on heartcenter.org in our online store, because the crux of her message for today is there. Now we're coming up, unfortunately, on our first intermission and advertising break here for about 3 minutes. Stay tuned. I'm David Christopher Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio, and we'll be back in just a bit.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I am David Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio. And I was speaking before the intermission about Mother Mary and my very special connection with her from my early childhood. And I have to say that giving devotional prayers and meditation, and especially early morning prayers and devotion before the rising sun, to me is one of the most important things that devotees who desire a greater connection with spirit can do in order to augment what they're already doing in life with givingness and their particular mission and tapping into this miracle energy that Mary promotes. When we give a devotional prayer, it raises what we call the Kundalini or the mother light within us. And I remember the first time I really felt this occur in my life when I was doing a rosary where I just got this tingling energy all through my being, and it went right up my spine to my crown or my head and just kind of stayed there. And I have this experience every day when I do my devotions now. And to me, it's the unfolding of my own inner divine nature. And I believe that you can experience the same feeling and devotional experience too. You know, Mary has what many call an immaculate heart. And what is that immaculate heart? It's really a heart that's true to God, that's clearly seeing the divine within every person. And what Mother Mary would like to share with us today is that each of you can really have an immaculate heart. You may not think of yourself as being totally loving of every person necessarily at this point in your life. Yet when you attempt to love others with great affection, with great devotion, as you would seeing the Christ in them, seeing the Buddha or Krishna within them, then that augments who they are, and it helps them to become who they are, and it makes your heart stronger in light and in energy. And then in that givingness of your heart to life and to others, you are transformed yourself, and your heart truly returns to a more sublime state of purity and of your own immaculate nature. If we were created in God's image and likeness, which I aver and I affirm today very intently, then we can return to that more Edenic state of being by trying to be loving, trying to be kind, peaceful, and send out divine thoughts and holy emanations from our feeling world, feeling body. When we feel love for life, when we appreciate nature, we appreciate one another. This is what the Immaculate Heart is all about. Because think of your mother, your own blessed mother. Hopefully you all had mothers who were loving and kind. And of just what happened when you made that connection with your mother and when she gave her love to you. Well, Mary does this with all life streams upon earth. And in this loving, in this givingness of her heart, miracles do ensue. And there have been documented cases of amazing healings at Lourdes and Fatima and Garabandal and at Medjugorje, and you name it. There's hundreds and hundreds of places where Mary has appeared. So maybe Mary can appear right within your heart when you approve of her presence in your life by giving deference to God, by saying prayers, by being mindful, by simply trying to be good in your thoughts and your feelings and your words and deeds. So Mary reminds us to put first things first in our life. Put God first. Because when we put God first, everything else is transformed. We will have the abundance we require. We can move through the crises or the initiations or the trials or tribulations that we experience with equanimity, with patience, with understanding. And then everything will come to us in due time because God is at the center of our life. Now, the second master I mentioned is Master Moria, or El Moria. Sometimes he goes by Moria El or El Moria Khan. And I mentioned El Moria was a Mahatma, and he co-founded Theosophy with another master named Kuthumi or Kutumi. Some refer to him as K.H., back in the 1870s. El Moria today is invested in what I would call divine government, which is the overshining radiance of the power of God's will manifest through those who are destined to help lead our nations, our civilization. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of mistrust right now in our government, in our leaders. And why is this? Because many of them, unfortunately, are ego-centered. They're not there to do the work always of God or of the people, first and foremost. They're invested in themselves and in greed and lust and all manner of the perversions that we see cropping up in our governments. So how can we change this? Well, we can pray to El Moria, who knows exactly what is occurring behind the scenes and who can inspire and sponsor individual leaders within our government and the governments of all nations to be just, to be truthful, to be full of integrity and honesty so that they can truly be servants of the people, servant leaders. In the Heart Center movement that El Moria co-founded with Lonello and a few other masters, including Mother Mary, we have this concept of the servitor. And what a servitor is one who puts as one's primary focus in life the desire to be of service to others, to humanity. And we enter into our authentic self when we put others first, when we put God first, rather than trying to be too self-serving. Yes, we have to love ourselves in the highest sense, and we can love others as we love ourselves, as the scripture tells us. Yet, when we are first and foremost desiring to be humble and understand that it is our nature to be of divine service to all life, we kind of key into the will of God in the most amazing way, and we enter into the mystical, the mysterious that El Moria kind of embodies and who he is. All true mystics in all religions are those who are truly godly, who live the golden rule, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And no matter what belief system we have or what religion or non-religion we are a part of, if we truly follow the golden rule, El Moria says, we will eventually come to the point where we will be golden. We will be ruled by the golden light of our I Am presence or our God self. And in that alignment with our true self, we will then enter into the deeper mysteries that Jesus delivered to his closest disciples, which are not all recorded in the scriptures. We will enter into that which is now being revealed and unfolded to the planet and to many among mankind through inspired teachers right now today. El Moria says that he encourages us to study Eckhart Tolle's teachings on the power of now, and another wonderful book, which is my personal favorite book that I've ever read, called A New Earth. Eckhart Tolle, E-C-K-H-A-R-T, last name T-O-L-L-E. When you get a handle on the egoic self, and when you learn to enter into no thought, which is where you let go of your human propensities and your human desires and your human paradigms, and begin to attempt to align yourself with a new divine order that is beyond the limitations of the flesh, then the mystical and the divinely magical and mysterious comes into play in your world. I remember a point in my life when I owned an art gallery, when I was there day after day greeting people coming into my gallery in Livingston, Montana, from all over the world, because they would stop in my gallery on their way to or from Yellowstone National Park. And it seemed like every day I was having a mystical experience because I expected it. I was expecting the miraculous. I was expecting someone to walk in who had a connection with something that I needed to hear, or that maybe by God's grace I could share with them so that we could together co-create something new and exciting. And of course, I facilitated the sale of artwork, but that gallery was more than just a place to sell art. It was a place of alchemy. It was a place of great encounters. And Almoria says today that you can be, if you choose to be, one who allows the great encounter to occur daily between you and another, between you and God. If you are centered in your heart, if you are quiet in your mind, and if you allow godly divine thoughts and emanations to flow through your consciousness. So again, this is David Christopher Lewis, Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm privileged to be with you today. We're going to take our second intermission now. So stay tuned and we'll be back in just about 3 minutes. Again, Heart Center Talk Radio.
Drew looks at me. I fake a smile so he won't see that I want and I'm needing everything that we should be. I'll bet she's beautiful. That girl he talks.
Whether you live here year-round, summer here, or like to visit, everyone agrees that Southern New England is a very special place. From residential and commercial real estate to summer rentals and second home sales, you can depend on Randall Realtors. Serving Southern New England, Randall Realtors has unparalleled customer service. From waterfront to Main Street to everything in between, the trusted advisors and skilled negotiators at Randall Realtors will assist you with all of your real estate needs. Visit RandallRealtors.com. That's RandallRealtors.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
It's just about noon. Your stomach is growling. Never fear, Casa de la Luce is here. Your one-stop shop for the best lunch. Fast service without sacrificing quality. Fresh homemade pasta, gourmet pizza by the slice, and delicious sandwiches under $10. Casa de la Luce delivers to your home and office. Call 401-637-4575. 401-637-4575. The only place to get fresh homemade pasta for lunch. Casa de la Luce in the Milpon Plaza, Westerly.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sitting on the doorstep of the house again to fall, I can feel you there.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio, and we're talking about the magical, the mysterious, and the miraculous today. And I've shared a little bit about my connection with Mary and also a being called El Moria. And I'd like to move briefly into an understanding of another really interesting character in heaven, and that's Manjushri. And Manjushri, I discovered later in life as this Buddha or Bodhisattva of wisdom and meditation. And he's kind of a character in that he has a lot of mirth in his being and also a lot of ardor in his consciousness, to the point where he at times uses a sword to kind of carve away the unreality in our consciousness and move us into what I call higher mindfulness or Buddhic mindfulness. Now, what is Buddhic mindfulness and how can we kind of get that in our life? Because, you know, a lot of people in the United States now are finding the Buddhic teachings. In just a few short weeks, actually on the 7th, I think the 15th of September, I'll be interviewing Robert Thurman, who is a great Buddhist teacher at Columbia University in New York. And those of you on the East Coast may know him. His daughter is Uma Thurman, the actor. And he's just an amazing guy in terms of what he's done to bring Tibetan Buddhist thought to the United States and to the Western world. And I'm looking forward to this interview because I believe that we will learn a lot about the inner, deeper, mysterious teachings of Buddhism that have been in Tibet and in Nepal and in parts of India for ages. Remember, Buddha came 500 years before Jesus. And if you really study their teachings, they're pretty much the same in terms of what they shared. You know, Buddha said, love your enemies. Jesus said the same thing. You know, love those who persecute you. So we're going to discover this amazing teaching about forgiving enemies with Robert Thurman on the 15th of September. Before I get more into Manjushri, I'd just like to say, since we do a lot of prayer in what we call invocations and singing in the Heart Center Movement, we have a free ebook called Pray, Sing, Dance, and Play with Us. And you can secure that free of charge by logging on to heartscentertalkradio.org. That's hearts, H-E-A-R-T-S, centertalkradio.org. And just clicking on the little sign up now, put your name in there, and you know, I guess you'll have to give us your address so we can ship it to you or send it to you. Or actually, we can do it online. Just your email is good enough, actually. And we'll email that to you, and you can enjoy the beautiful imagery in that booklet. So Manjushri performs what I call divine magic or Buddhic magic. And this Buddhic magic comes when we attempt to elevate our consciousness to a higher level. How do we do that? Through meditation, through stillness, through being centered and realizing that there are many perspectives to life and that just from a very dogmatic approach, we won't access this higher mindfulness. We have to get beyond thinking very much through the rational mind and enter into the divinely rational mind or that higher mind that even one of the apostles of Jesus spoke of. They said, let that mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. So if Jesus had access to this special mindfulness, how did he get it? Well, he meditated in the wilderness for 40 days. Many people believe, and I accept, that he traveled to India between the ages of 13 and 29 and then came back to the region and what we call the Middle East to accomplish his miraculous and mysterious mission there to bring the teachings of divine love and forgiveness, compassion, and understanding to the Jewish tradition of the time, which had become kind of codified in the law and in more focus on the law of the time. So I believe Manjushri brings us this magic. And this magic is that we can enter into a state of very high thought or high frequency of thought we're not just into our intellectual mind. Our higher mind comes into play through our heart, one with our mind. Now, there's an amazing movement now upon Earth to bring us back to the heart, because the heart is more energetically powerful than the brain. The heart brings us to presence through love, through focus on what really matters in life, which is love. And as we expand love, we do simultaneously unlock the deeper aspects of our higher mind to be utilized for greater work on this earth. You know, many of the people who have discovered great things have come upon them either in dreams or when they weren't really focused on trying to solve a problem. They were in nature. They may have been meditating. They may just have been still. And somehow this amazing inspiration came to them. And this is true with great composers as well as those who discover great things in industry, science, etc. So how do they do this? Well, it kind of just happened through what we call no thought. They weren't focused on their mental constructs. They were released from this human mind to partake of a divine mind and a universal consciousness that is beyond human limitation. Now, it's easier said than done, and unless you've actually been there, it may be kind of difficult to understand what I'm speaking of. I believe one of the greatest ways to get there is through meditation. And for any of you who have practiced silent meditation for more than just a couple days, for months and years, you know that you reach this quiescent state where divine inspiration comes from, where you can be more relaxed, you can be more attuned to whatever it is that you are searching for in life. That kind of just happens through the magic and the mystery of this Buddhic mindfulness. Now, on August 31st, this Sunday, and the following Sunday, we were going to be having a wonderful opportunity to learn more about higher mindfulness, or what we call sun wisdom for the golden crystal age, which is called heliosophy, the study of the sun, with a great teacher named Ralph Rotz from South Africa. And we have in our Meru University course this two-day, two-Sunday course for 2.5 hours from 9 a.m. to 11:30 Mountain Time, an opportunity for you to learn more about similar subjects that will bring you to kind of an accelerated dawning of a new worldview and your own awareness. So join us on Heart Center Talk Radio, heartcentertalkradio.org, and you can follow links to participate in Meru University, or you can just go to heartcenter.org and register for that class. Now, back to Manjushri. I've seen images of Manjushri with a sword. And of course, this may be a little daunting for some people to see this Buddhic being with a sword. And what is he doing with that sword? Well, what is he doing is slicing away unreality from our mind. And Manjushri says today that if you desire to have certain patterns, habit patterns, momentums, maybe some negative thought matrices about yourself or others, about your limitations in your life. Maybe you're stuck at a certain crossroad in your life where you don't feel like you're moving into your highest level of efficiency or service or what you should be doing in your job. If you work with Manjushri, he will help to slice away that which opposes your higher walk with God, and he will alchemically assist you in this magical means of accessing maybe a new way, a new thought process, a new paradigm. I remember when I read Stephen Covey's book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, it really brought to me some new concepts that were very important at that stage of my life to invest in my daily practices so that I could be more mindful. You know, one of the things that Stephen Covey talked about was putting the end, you know, working from the end in mind first. In other words, you work as if you already accomplished something and then work backward. And so if your goal is to reach some level of education or to have a certain job, you start with that as already accomplished and you work backwards and elucidate the steps and stages to attain to that goal. And then you work daily to accomplish that. So more on this in just a few minutes. We're going to take our third and final intermission. This is David Christopher Lewis talking about higher mindfulness with Manjushri, Moria, and Mary. We'll be back. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just about 3 minutes.
Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everyone, for our final segment today. It's been my pleasure to be with you, and I'd like to speak briefly before I share the last part of our message today, that next week I'll be interviewing a very interesting guy, Alan Botkin, who's a doctor, and he's introduced EMDR therapy for post-traumatic stress syndrome into what he's calling induced after-death communication. And he's got a book, and I'm really interested in this subject. I heard him on another radio broadcast, and I thought it would be great to interview him. It's a new therapy for healing grief and trauma, and he takes people into communication, so to speak, with loved ones who have passed on to resolve their stress, their shock, their traumatic situation in life, and it's just really an amazing deal. So Alan Botkin next week, Wednesday, same time, same station. So back to Mary, Moria, and Manjushri, the three M's as I call it. These are three of my personal gurus or divine teachers who have helped me throughout my life. And I think the core message of all of them today is that we can transform our life by making conscious choices. We can truly move beyond limitations and a sense that we are less than or disconnected from God. You know, all true spiritual teachers move us to the point of self-transformation where we reconnect with God, with our source, and whatever you would call God, the light within, the higher self, Krishna, Buddha, the Christ, consciousness, whatever. And when we choose consciously to make the leap beyond the sense of human limitation into a divine reconnection, an amazing new world opens before us. We have access to the effulgent divine light of our true self, and we begin to experience the magical, the mystical, the miraculous in many, many ways. We start having synchronistic experiences with others who come into our life, who are there almost sent by God directly to help us, to inspire us, or maybe sometimes to initiate us through challenges. You know, I think if we look at every experience in life, we can find the golden lining behind the dark clouds. We can find the opportunity that life presents for us to move through our past and through the hurts, the sorrows, the pains, the anguish, into the reality that we know is really there behind the outer manifestation of things. You know, recently my wife discovered that she has a health challenge, and she's taking this challenge very personally as an opportunity to move into a higher state of being, a higher level of awareness. And so what does it require? Well, it requires a shift in diet, maybe a shift in the way we do things and where we place our focus. We're trying to live a little bit more stress-free, and so meditation becomes even more important. Time in nature becomes important, and kind of staying away from those people that harbor negativity. Not that we really experience them too much in our life, but you know what I mean. There's people that you know push your buttons and aren't really there for your best purposes. And so choose to associate with people that bring out the best in you, that are your heroes and heroines or your supporters, and people that actually love you for just who you are, rather than trying to get from you something by manipulation or by hook or by crook. In this state of what we call no thought, or I would call it higher thought, or new thought, we enter into the magic of the Buddha, the sublimity of the Christ, the joy of Krishna, and the love of the Divine Mother as these iconic figures, East and West, who have brought enlightenment and peace to the world. And whether we choose a path of religion or no religion, whether we choose a path of working in society in a very direct way through kind of an intense job where we're interacting with people in the world, or whether we do more introspective type work, maybe we're authors or mystics or artists, we can draw that light from our true self into active and practical work daily. And to me, even though much of what I may have shared may have seemed a little out there or maybe woo-woo to some of you listening today, I can assure you I'm a very, very practical person. I've produced 11 music CDs of my own music. I've run an art gallery for 10 years. I've founded this movement called the Heart Center, and we have heart centers throughout the world, throughout the United States and Canada and South Africa, South America, and Spain and Sweden. And there's groups cropping up all over the place because people resonate with a message. So I'm all about practicality and not being one of these flight of fancy New Agers who doesn't put the rubber to the road and the pedal to the metal and actually get things done. I believe in an active, practical work. And so if you choose to associate with those of like mind and heart, check out heartcenter.org or heartcentertalkradio.org. Find out what we're about. Check into our courses, our free offerings, our events. And by the way, one of those events is one that I'm really looking forward to. It's going to be in the San Diego area, December 18th through 21st. And it's our winter solstice celebration. And the 12 archangels will resurrect 12 fountains of Lemuria and establish these around the world. And we will be visiting a wonderful spiritual community called Quest Haven. And we'll be doing what's a sacred dance called the Panurythmi. And you can look for details on heartcenter.org about this event. We try to make all of our events reasonably priced. In fact, we have a scale, and you can just pay what you're able to. We recommend a certain amount to cover our costs, but we would like everyone to come. So we're very giving and forgiving in this way. Now, just briefly, in addition to Alan Botkin being interviewed next week, the following week, Boyd Batten and I will be talking about accessing super consciousness through clearing subconscious blocks. And then I mentioned Robert Thurman. That's actually September 17th, not the 15th. And then I'll be giving another talk on September 24th on secrets of gardening and messages from nature spirits. So it's been a privilege to be with you today. I'm David Christopher Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'd like to thank Brian for facilitating the program today back in the studios in Rhode Island. And all the best to you, Brian, and those of you at WBLQ. And take care. And until next time, live in the light and manifest heart-centeredness and be all love.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit heartcentertalkradio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.